Hello, everyone. Welcome to Melody CTUE's Bedtime Reading. I'm your hostess for tonight, Laura. Tonight, I'm reading a letter from Daddy Long Legs, written by American writer Jean Webster. The main character, Judy Abbott, is an orphan, living the first 17 years of her life in an orphanage called John Grier's home. One day, after the trustees of the orphanage had made their visits, she was informed that an anonymous gentleman had offered to send her to college. Because the gentleman's long shadow was all she could know about him, Judy decided to call her benefactor, Daddy Longlegs. To repay his kindness, she began writing letters to this mysterious long-legged gentleman about her life in college. This letter is written after Judy visited her roommate Julia's home in New York. Enjoy! January 11th. I meant to write to you from the city, Daddy, but New York is an engrossing place. I had an interesting and illuminating time, but I'm glad I don't belong to such a family. I should truly rather have the John Grier home for a background. Whatever the drawbacks of my bringing up, there was at least no pretense about it. I know now what people meant when they say they are weighted by things. The material atmosphere of that house was crushing. I didn't draw a deep breath until I was on express train coming back. All the furniture was carved and upholstered and gorgeous. The people I met were beautifully dressed and low-voiced and well-bred, but it's the truth, Daddy. I never heard one word of real talk from the time we arrived until we left. I don't think an idea even entered the front door. Mrs. Pendleton never thinks of anything but jewels and dressmakers and social engagements. She did seem a different kind of mother from Mrs. McBride. If I ever marry and have a family, I'm going to make them as exactly like the McBrides as I can. Not for all the money in the world would I ever let any children of mine develop into Pendletons. Maybe it isn't polite to criticize people you've been visiting. If it isn't, please excuse. This is very confidential between you and me. I've seen loads of theaters and hotels and beautiful houses. My mind is a confused jumble of onyx and gliding and mosaic floors and palms. I'm still pretty breathless, but I'm glad to get back to college and my books. I believe that I really am a student. This atmosphere of academic calm I find more bracing than New York. College is a very satisfying sort of life. The books and study and regular classes kept me alive mentally, and then when your mind gets tired, you have the gymnasium and outdoor athletics, and always plenty of congenial friends who are thinking about the same things you are. We spent a whole evening in nothing but talk, and go to bed with a very uplifted feeling, as though we had settled permanently some pressing world problems. And feeling in every crevice, there is always such a lot of nonsense. Just silly jokes about the little things that come up, but very satisfying. We do appreciate our own witticisms. It isn't the great big pleasures that count the most. It's making a great deal out of the little ones. I've discovered the true secret of happiness, Daddy, and that is to live in the now. Not to be forever regretting the past or anticipating the future, but to get the most that you can out of this very instant. It's like farming. You can have extensive farming and intensive farming. Well, I am going to have intensive living after this. I'm going to know I'm enjoying it while I'm enjoying it. Most people don't live. They just race. They're trying to reach some goal far away on the horizon, and in the heat of the going, they get so breathless and panting that they lose all sight of the beautiful, tranquil country they're passing through. And then, the first thing they know, they're old and worn out, and it doesn't make any difference whether they've reached the goal or not. I've decided to sit down by the way and pile up a lot of little happinesses, even if I never become a great author. Did you never know such a philosopher as I am developing into? Yours ever, Judy. P.S. It's raining cats and dogs tonight. Two puppies and a kitten have just landed on the windowsill. Judy has a rich and beautiful mind. She loved literature, and her talent for it was what made her stand out in the orphanage, and even in college. The book follows Judy as she goes through her college years, finding friendship and love, establishing her values and career goal. And at the end of the book, she finally found out the true identity of Daddy Longlegs, who was someone she had already met and loved. To know who that man is, you can read the book to find out. And that's all for tonight. And I'll see you for another bedtime reading. Good night.